That field goal extends the Broncos' lead to 19-13 over the Ravens.
Broncos offense hopes to find its first touchdown of 2015 this Thursday night at Arrowhead Stadium. But hey, it's coming from a position of being 1-0. Beats the alternative, right? Everyone reflecting after watching the Week 1 film. The new guard Evan Mathis doesn't care. He's new to town and said, hey, start with me.
I think I was the worst of the group. We weren't. I would have liked us to be able to run the ball a little better. Overall, we were a little inconsistent. There were some highs and lows, but definitely some, plenty of stuff. That kind of stuff is very valuable for it to happen, where you can learn from it.
To end up on the right side of that game, not feeling the best about ourselves offensively is big. To be able to go toe to toe with a team that, really prides himself on being physical and bullies out there, we were able to match up and really grind them down when it counted there with a big drive late in the fourth quarter, it took up most of the fourth quarter. So we'll take those positives and run with those.
Chest up, nice and tall.
Run with them straight to Kansas City for the first short week Thursday night game of the season. To adjust, head coach Gary Kubiak shifted the entire schedule back one so everyone can sleep in and heal, but also to adjust for playing at night.
It's also something as a pro you kind of got to get used to, and as coaches you know where they're at physically, and it's about right now it's about mentally getting them prepared to go into Kansas City and play. We know it's a tough place to play, but we got to give them all the time we possibly can for their bodies to bounce back. I mean, everybody played yesterday, everybody contributed in the game, and like I say, it came out with a lot of nicks, but we'll get there.
At the UC Health Training Center, Chris Hall, Broncos TV.